Hey, welcome to another episode of the Sweet Plantain Podcast. I'm Ravi, and today I have my sister with me, Mawa. Mawa, say hi.
Hi.
And I have her on because we were having just a great conversation about life and our surrounding, things we see, and we started talking about hair. And I just wanted to come on here and I wanted us to do an episode about kind of our perspective, our experiences and our opinions when it comes to the natural woman and how society views natural hair as well as skin tone and all of that good stuff. And we may go off topic, but let's just have a conversation and see where it goes. So what we were talking about was hair mostly, because recently, I'm not sure if any of you guys are following me or have seen me lately, but I have been wearing my natural hair and I absolutely love it. It's freeing. So I would say all of those things all women say, like I feel lighter. I don't feel as hot. It's what's growing out of my scalp. I feel like it's me. I don't feel like I'm hiding behind any big hair or anything. And it's one of those things where now I know what people mean when they say it takes a certain person, a certain spirit, you know, to wear your natural hair, especially when it's short, you know, and mine is short. And one thing that happened to me recently is that someone made the comment like, oh, okay, well, you know, you have your hair natural, it's cute, we get it, but you know, it's time for you to go back to how your hair was, or like, that's enough, you know, we're ready to see you back on fleek or back, whatever that means, you know. And then that really just had me thinking that I don't think the world is ready for the true natural woman. So Mao, what about you? Because I know she wears her hair out natural her whole life. She doesn't wear makeup. She literally just, it's her true form. She gets out of the shower and puts on clothes and combs her hair sometimes. And that's what it is. So how do you feel about, do you feel like the world is ready for her?
I don't think so. Uh-huh. But I can say it in French.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Je pense pas justement que le naturel soit quelque chose d'accepté. Quand t'es quelqu'un de naturel, c'est « Ah, t'es mignonne, tu sais. T'es juste mignonne. Mais tu peux pas être une bombe avec tes cheveux naturels. Du moins, quand t'es une femme noire 100% africaine avec des cheveux crépus, nappy hair, entre guillemets, tu peux pas être une bombe. You cannot unflick like every man wants you, tu vois. Donc, pour moi, il faut qu'il y ait du changement dans les esprits des gens. Il faut que les personnes prennent conscience que tu peux te maquiller, tu peux mettre de faux cheveux, tu peux te persuader d'être quelqu'un d'autre, mais ce n'est pas toi. Parce que le soir, justement, quand tu vas rentrer, ton mari va te voir réellement. Ton mari ou ton copain, lui, sait comment t'es réellement. Tu vois? Et même à ses yeux, je pense que tu peux perdre de la valeur. Parce que lui, il sait comment t'es. Tu sors dehors, tu es quelqu'un d'autre. Les gens pensent que tu es cette personne alors que tu ne l'es pas, tu vois. Il y a ce conflit d'intérêts, ce conflit de personnalité, tu sais. T'es deux personnes comme si t'étais schizophrène, tu sais. Dehors, t'es quelqu'un d'autre. À l'intérieur, et surtout, t'offres aux gens un spectacle dehors avec ton maquillage, tes cheveux, tes faux cils et tout ça. Mais quand t'es chez toi, t'offres, si tu veux, quelque chose de négatif à ton copain. Parce que c'est comme si être naturel, c'était insignifiant, donc t'avais pas à prendre soin de toi.
Yeah, so one thing, if you don't speak French too well, one thing some of the main points she was saying is that, you know, when you are putting on makeup or, you know, wearing wigs or wearing synthetic hair, you know, it all looks good, but however, it's not you, you know, and it's kind of like a conflict of interest, not a conflict of interest, but kind of, it's kind of like you have, like double roles, you know, you're one thing one way, you're one thing another way. And that's another thing. I feel like in this world, we all have different roles, you know. I have a role with my sister, I have a role with my mother, with my friends, with you guys, you know, we all serve a different purpose in each other's life. However, it's when it gets to your head, when you start believing that, okay, I'm gonna scratch out my reality of how I am without my makeup, and I'm just gonna believe that this is how I am when I'm done up, when I'm, you know, done. Because one thing I was telling my sister is that, and I felt like we both felt this way, is that we don't feel like it's up to us to judge who's beautiful, who's not, who has it and who's not, you know? I think what our biggest concern is what, how we feel about our society, and which everything that's going on in the world, we're all responsible for it, okay? So I'm not just saying this is on other people, it's not on us. We're all responsible. We set the standard. We're the reason why these things are happening, you know? But one thing is, for me, is I will never take it away from a woman if she feels like when she's done up, that's her. If she feels like that's who she wants to be, that's all fine and dandy. However, we want women to know that when you take all of that off, it's okay. It's still you. You should accept that. You shouldn't be afraid to go outside with just your bare self, you know? And don't say, oh yeah, I do it sometimes. This, no, it should always feel like second nature. If you have to get up in the morning and go somewhere right away, you should never feel like you need this and that. And one thing I think for me is when it comes to natural, and why I say the world is not ready for a natural woman, is because yes, we've accepted curly hair, we've accepted Alicia Keys who's not wearing makeup and all that. However, these are all lighter skinned people. I don't care what no one say, and I know we like to say yes, we're all inclusive, and we are, we're all trying to get there. However, I don't think the world is ready for a woman with her natural hair as well, like it coils or how it curls. You know, I think you guys call it 4C. I don't know if what C it is, 4C, 4A, whatever. But a woman with what we consider nappy hair or what we don't consider good hair, I don't think we're ready for that, because I feel like I still see people who think natural, or when you want to get your hair done or anything, natural to them is a curly-headed light-skinned girl. You know, it's not your average darker tone woman with hair who that's not curly, you know? And it's just, I don't know. I don't feel like, I feel like we're making strides, but I don't think we're there yet. I don't think. Yeah. And it's just, it's one of those things where you can see it in the media. You can see it in where you go. You're just not. And I know I'm confident in myself and who I am. And it's one of those things where it's like, I feel this new me, or this new, not even new me, but me flourishing into who I am, my true form. You know, it's given me a whole new perspective on things. And I'm just like, wow, you know, we preach a good game, but we don't really do what we're saying we're going to do, you know? So Mao, like, is it the same way? C'est la même chose ici aussi, les gens, like, you know, do you feel like people don't truly accept, you know, darker skinned women? Or do you think France is all for dark skinned women?
Non, ici, si tu veux, c'est dans la culture, tu sais, avec les le système colonial à l'ancienne. Les Noirs, si tu veux, ils ne sont pas considérés. On ne se pose même pas de la question de savoir s'il faut que les Noirs soient considérés ou non, parce qu'il y a les Blancs et il y a les Noirs. Tu vois, on s'en fout. On s'en fout carrément des Noirs. Considérés, non. Parce que même ici, tu te promènes dans la rue, les Blancs sont là à toucher tes cheveux. Ah, c'est exotique. Ah, c'est mignon.
Oh, tu comme l'Amérique, oui, voilà. C'est la même chose.
C'est mignon. Tu vois, on se fait plein d'idées. Non, en fait, non, c'est pas mignon, c'est mes cheveux. Est-ce que toi, je te dis, ah, tes cheveux, c'est mignon. Non, t'as changé de coupe, je te dis, c'est joli ou rien, tu vois. Mais ouais, je pense que c'est partout pareil.
C'est partout. So, yeah, and so, c'est une conversation. And I know, guys, my French, I'm trying here. I fluently used to speak it, but now it's like I'm so embarrassed to speak it. But again, this is me growing, me just doing it, you know. I was going to tell her that I feel like, you know, it's a conversation, on va parler. We're going to talk about it over and over again. It's never going to change, because until we change ourselves, until we put our foot down and we're like, hey, you know, your idea of beauty does not mean anything, because it's outside. Who cares? Yeah. It changes all the time. We're human beings. We evolve. We're so dynamic. Like, we are not one way. So I will never take away anything as like to even put that word on someone is just so stupid. And that's why I think even making a big deal about hair, about skin tone, is so unnecessary, because at the end of the day, like my sister said, we're all gonna die. and it's just going to be there. And what's going to happen? Nothing. What are we going to say later? Oh, yeah, she had great hair. She had a great skin tone. You know, it means nothing, you know, so I definitely want to continue this conversation with her, and we will. And I have a lot of other things that I want me and her to talk about. However, before you leave us, just definitely keep this in mind. You set the tone for who you want to be. You set the tone for how you want your surrounding to be, you know. And in this world, we can't blame each other for the way society thinks, because we are society, you know. So I can't sit here and tell you guys, you know, dark-skinned women are not appreciated, blah, blah, cry about it. No, because at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, which is I'm going to uplift everybody. I'm going to admire everybody, dark, light, whatever. If you have a spirit that I'm drawn to, or not even that, you're a human being, and I will always see you in a positive light, just for that simple fact that you're a human being. So when you're going throughout your day and you see, you know, somebody dark or somebody with kinky hair or somebody with natural curly hair, you know, step outside of yourself. Don't stay inside of that box and just think because, you know, yeah, and don't compare it. Exactly what she said. That is the biggest thing, guys, that I've been working on, and I feel like we should all work on. Beautiful is not the opposite of ugly. Light is not the opposite of dark. Kinky is not the opposite of nappy, of, you know, anything. It's stop doing that. Stop saying, oh, she's pretty, you know, and what does that mean? What is that? You know, or, oh, she has a good body. What is a bad body? Who are you? You don't set the standard. No one sets the standard. Accept people for who they are and let them be. Let each other breathe. We have enough going on than to put ourselves down. I feel like a lot of our questions can be answered if we just let go and be more fluid and understand each other.
Vraiment naturel dans sa tête, dans son corps.
Exactly.
Vraiment tout le temps. Et si je peux rajouter quelque chose, une phrase qui vient de me passer par la tête. La beauté, il ne faut pas qu'on nous l'impose. Il faut la créer. Tu comprends ce que je veux dire?
Oui, dis ça en anglais.
The beauty, you don't have to
impose it,
but you have to create it.
Yes.
Because you are what you are. Exactly. And when you show to people what you are, what you like, people gonna like it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's how it comes off. Exactly. Oh,
yes. We are the beauty.
We are the beauty.
The beauty are not we.
Who are we? Yes. Yes. Don't let it wear you. You wear it. Don't let it ride you. You ride that wave. Don't let it ride you, okay? And with that said, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the
Sweet Plantain.
And I hope you guys are having a good day and continue blossoming, flourishing, standing in your own true shoes, in your own form. And yeah, we'll definitely talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.